Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Samach Vav Amar Aleph of Masechta Avodah Zarah. We are already about halfway down the page on Daf Samach Vav Amar Aleph, and we are at the words Chala de Chamra v'Chala de Shichra. Last words on the line are Chala de Chamra, a little less than halfway down the page. So Gemara is going to bring another Machlokas Abaye and Rava, whether we follow Tam or we follow Shame, meaning those are the two possibilities. Do we look at how something tastes, or what something is called when determining whether it's considered min b'mino or whether it's considered min b'she'eno mino? So chal de chamra v'chal de shichra. Let's say you have wine vinegar and beer vinegar. One of them is aser, one of them is mutter. Obviously, wine vinegar is aser, beer vinegar is mutter. V'chamir d'chiti v'chamir d'sa'ari. Or you have sa'or of wheat and sa'or of barley, and one of them is iser, one of them is heter, and they get mixed up with each other. Abaye amar. Abaye says the chometz or the sa'or that's aser benosin tam will aser benosin tam, meaning if it gives flavor into the mutter one, that's enough to aser it. Basar taima azlinon high time ilchud v'high time ilchud v'avlimin b'sheinu mino min b'sheinu mino benosin tam. Because after all, the rule is when two unlike kinds mix together, the rule is that if the iser is nosin tam into the heter, it asers it. But short of being nosin tam, it would be mutter, and these are two unlike kinds because they taste different, and that's what determines like or unlike kinds, how things taste. Rava Amar b'mashuhu. Rava says that it asers b'mashuhu. Why? Because Rava says basar shma azlinan. Whether something is called min b'mino or min b'sheino mino does not depend on how it tastes, but depends on what it's called. V'hai chala mikri, v'hai chala mikri. Both types of vinegar are called vinegar. V'hai chamira mikri, v'hai chamira mikri. Both types of sa'ar are called chamira, so they're both the same. Havle min bimino, and therefore it's considered a tarovis of min bimino. And the rule is, v'kal min bimino b'mashahu, when two like kinds get mixed with each other, the iser has enough to ask, or even if it's just a mashahu. Amar Abaye, mina aminala. How do I know this din, the basar taima azlinan, that we determine things based on how they taste? Ditran, because we have a Mishnah. The Mishnah appears in Maseches Arla that if in a single pot you have tavlin shnayim shlosha shemos vehein min echad, two or three different spices that are called different things, but they're all from the same min. You have black pepper and white pepper and long pepper and short pepper. They're all different types of pepper, but they're called different things because they look different, either in color or in shape. Oh, min shlosha, or you have three different minim of spices that fall into a pot. Asurin umitstarfim. If these spices are usr, whatever the usr may be, they are mitstarif with each other to create the shear of isr. The Amar Chizkiya and Chizkiya comments, the reason three minim are mitstarfim with each other, even though they don't even share the same name, hacha b'mine metika askinan, because we're talking about three things that at least have all add a sweet taste. And hol v'ru'in lematik ben asakadeira, since they can all sweeten the pot together, they're considered to be a single unit. They're considered to have the same tam. So Abaye explains what his raya is. If you say that everything is based on tam, so this all has the same tam, they all have the same tam, and that's why it would be considered that they're able to be mitzarif. But if you go with what they're called and not what they taste like, they have different names. How could they be mitzarif with each other? So from the fact that it says that they're mitzarif, you see that I'm right, says Abaye, that we look at their taste, that we don't look at their names. Rava Amarlach, Rava would respond to you, Hamani Rabbi Meir hi. Who is the Tana that taught this Mishnah? It's Rabbi Meir, and according to Rabbi Meir, different types of spices are mitzarif with each other, even if they are not at all the same as each other, not the same name, not the same taste, nothing. Remeir holds that all Yisroel and Torah mitzrayim with each other. You eat a chatzi zayis of one Isser and a chatzi zayis of another Isser, even though you can't get Malkus on a chatzi zayis, you're going to get Malkus on that combination. You see from there that there is this overarching Isser of not eating usher things. So it's all included in the same Isser. So all the Isurim in the Torah are part of one Isser. So you'd get Malkus on them, and that's why they could be Mitztarif to Asur Kedera as well, even though they do not share the same name and they do not share the same taste. And that's why the Mishnah Narla says that three Minim and three different names are Mitztarif to Asur Apat. And the Chama argue on Rameir and hold that no, not all Isurim in the Torah could just be Mitztarif with each other. So Rava says, yeah, according to the Chachamim, the only things that are the same Isser could be Mitztarif with each other, and the same Isser means the same shame Isser. So main point over here, Abaye tries to prove from a Braisa that we follow taste when determining the min and not the shame. Rava rejects it by suggesting that Braisa is following the Shita that all Isurim in the Torah are part of one large Isser. Let's go a little bit further. The Gemara explains the din of wine and vinegar that get mixed together. Chala lego chamna. Let's say vinegar that's Usser falls into wine that's Mutter. Divrei Kol b'nosin tam. Everyone would agree that the wine is only going to become Usser if the vinegar has given taste into the wine. The reason for that is because the wine and the vinegar are not min b'mino. They're clearly two separate minim. And when they get mixed up with each other, it's going to be based on tam. It's going to be based on taste. Chamra lego chala. What if wine that's usher falls into vinegar that's mutter, and wine that falls into vinegar right away, as soon as it goes into the avirakli, it immediately imbibes the aroma of the vinegar, and by the time it touches the kli, it gets mixed with the vinegar. It's also vinegar. So that's Machlokas Amoraim now. Abaye Amar B'Mashu. Abaye says, oh, so that's Min B'Mino, and that's why it's going to be Asur Mashu. Rav Amar B'Nosin Tam. Rav says it's only going to be Asur B'Nosin Tam. Abaye Amar B'Mashu, because Reche Chala V'Taima Chamra Chala. When something has the aroma of vinegar, even if it has the taste of wine, it's considered vinegar. V'Havale Min B'Mino V'Kol Min B'Mino B'Mashu. And it's therefore considered Min B'Mino, and therefore it's Asur B'Mashu. Rava Amar Benosin Tam. Rava says that it's going to Aser Benosin Tam. Reichi Chala V'tai Mechamra Chamra. Because anything that has the aroma of vinegar but the taste of wine is considered to be like wine. V'avle Min B'Sheino Mino V'kol Min B'Sheino Mino Benosin Tam. Anything that's Min B'Sheino Mino would Aser Benosin Tam. So main point of here is Machlokas Abaye and Rava. When something has the taste of wine but the aroma of vinegar, what its halachic status is. And nafkamina is if it then falls into vinegar, is that called min b'mino that should aser b'mashu? Or is that called min b'she'inu mino and it's only going to aser b'nosin tam? Okay, we will stop there and we'll pick up over there on Samach Vav and Beis next time.